Alabama residents may hear about budgets tomorrow when they go to church. Reformers are on a crusade to convince voters that Alabama's tax structure is immoral. The reformers are saying that they should approve the largest tax increase in state history, that it's the right thing to do. But even in the heart of the Bible Belt, not everybody is buying this argument. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
O loving God, fill us with your spirit. Call us to a new day. In Jesus' name, let's go to breakfast. Amen.
At a recent conference of United Methodist Church leaders in Birmingham, delegates gathered in a college auditorium to talk about taxes.
You know, I've been told that if I can get the women's church groups on fire, that we're going to lick this battle lock, stock, and barrel, because the special interests in Alpha would be no match to the women's church groups of Alabama.
Right. University of Alabama law professor Susan Pace Hamill does workshops like this one around the state, invoking the biblical principles of justice and oppression to convince the faithful that Jesus would not approve of Alabama's tax system. Hamill is a tax lawyer who happens to have a master's in divinity. Her thesis was a biblical analysis of Alabama's tax structure. It's unjust, she explains, because poor people bear a larger tax burden than the wealthy.
In Alabama, obscenely, the bigger your pie, the smaller your tax bite. The smaller your pie, the bigger the tax bite. We call that regressive taxation in policy circles. It's also oppression, and it's wrong.
The state taxes even the poorest of its residents. For example, a family of four earning as little as $4,600 a year must pay some state income tax. Sales taxes are high, but Alabama has the lowest property taxes in the nation. And large landowners, mostly timber and farm interests, enjoy big tax breaks. Hamill's message seems to have gotten through to Republican Governor Bob Riley, who's asking voters to approve a $1.2 billion tax package this fall, arguing it's the right thing to do.
No one wants to raise taxes, especially me. And I don't like being forced to do it now, but I believe we have no other choice.
Riley says a projected $675 million budget shortfall has put Alabama in its most severe financial crisis since the Great Depression. His plan would lower taxes on Alabama's poor, eliminate favored tax status for landowners, and raise income and property taxes for many middle and upper income families. Without the extra funds, he warns of drastic measures: teacher layoffs, no more high school football or band, and turning criminals out of prison. Even with such dire predictions, it will be an uphill battle to win a majority in the September vote.
Governor Bob Riley wants to raise your taxes by more than $1 billion. That's right, billion-dollar Bob wants to raise your income taxes, automobile taxes, property taxes, utility taxes, and more.
Opponents are working hard to defeat the proposal.
It is not a moral issue, it is a pocketbook issue.
Tuscaloosa real estate developer Stan Pate is with the Coalition of Citizens Against Higher Taxes.
This idea that somehow it is an obligation, a Christian's obligation, I don't think the public sees it that way. I think everybody certainly believes in taking care of their brother, taking care of the needy, but I don't think they see this tax increase as a moral obligation. They see it as a revenue issue, purely raising taxes.
Plenty of groups are lining up to fight Riley's tax plan, including some of the most powerful in the state, timber interests and the Alabama Farmers Federation, known as ALFA. And Riley may have lost some black political support by vetoing a bill that would have restored voting rights to some felons. He's also alienated many leaders in his own Republican Party and some of the very people who helped him get elected, such as the Christian Coalition of Alabama. President John Giles says the group favors lower taxes for everyone.
Our position is we want to see the tax burden eased on all families, not go into kind of class warfare. But if you want to lower the tax burden on the wealthy, if you want to lower it on the less fortunate, that's fine. But, you know, not one over the other.
Despite the Christian Coalition's position, Episcopal, Presbyterian, Baptist, and Methodist groups have all endorsed tax reform. And some influential business leaders have formed the Campaign for Alabama to push for the tax plan.
People talk about how the stars are lined up now for tax reform in a way that they never have been before.
Kemble Forrester is executive director of Alabama Arise, an advocacy group for the poor. He says it's unprecedented to have a Republican governor working to change Alabama's tax system. But he's also aware that there are historical forces working against change. Forrester says there's a deep-seated distrust of government that dates back to Reconstruction, when many people lost their land because they couldn't pay the taxes on it.
I guess we have a century or century and a half of resentment of outside folks telling us what to do. Folks are just wired to suspect the politician who asked them to act responsibly.
Time and time again, Alabamians have rejected higher taxes at both the state and local level. This summer, reformers will be fighting that instinct and trying to make the case that shifting the tax burden to those with the most ability to pay is what Jesus would do. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.